B-Pod Studios.
I'd like to bring to the show right now a man who has not done anything for this show in a good long time.
Oh, stop it.
Dumb Ken. Hey, Dumb.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
Hurting a little bit, but
hurting a little bit, huh?
Yeah. I think
popping a few pills, are you?
You have to with this pain.
Yep.
Well, you know what that means, Ken.
I hope not.
It means pus.
Yeah, a lot of pus. So that's why. That's the pain. That's the pus.
I know. It's the. I know. It's all. I'm telling you. I'm feeling pain right now.
You stir crazy being cooped up in the house like that.
Plus, with my foot. Yes.
Yeah, I bet. You know, Haney and I were kicking around an idea, being that you no longer are part of Caring and Sharing. That's Dr. Murray Kleiner's show now.
Yeah, you gave that. You handed that to him on a silver platter.
That's right. So Haney and I were...
Sorry, you just took that away from me like it was no big deal. That's what hurts me.
Haney and I were kicking around the idea, what can we do with Dumb Ken?
Right. Gimp.
And, what'd you come up with?
And, we the Gimp.
We came out with something. Came up with something pretty good.
We got the Gimp.
We're thinking, you know, since you're cooped up...
Right.
And really don't get out... a lot to do anything anymore.
Right.
That, well, we'd like to start a new show here on the afternoon show. It's On the Town with Dumb Ken, keeping you up to date on the latest things happening in Southwest Florida. Here's the host of the show, Dumb Ken. Dumb, what's going on in town?
I'm not kidding. Everything's great, guys. Having a good time.
No, not you. You're in your stuck in your house. Tell us about some of the upcoming events on the town with Dumb Ken. Go.
I don't know.
I'm confused now.
I don't know. We're going to have to work that.
Come on. This is the first installment. You want something? You call me for 2 days straight? You want to get on the radio?
All right. What do you want me to do?
Come on. Lay it on us.
I don't know what's out on the town. I don't even go out.
A lot
out.
Of things happening. A lot of shows coming to the area. A lot of bands.
Yeah, I don't
a lot
have
of things going on.
Me.
It's
I don't have anything in front of me. I can't talk.
On the town with Dumb Ken. 2 days in a row. He says, put me on. I said, give me something. Come on.
What's going on? You tell me.
Crap.
Come on. You tell me.
Kenny.
What?
I'm trying to throw you a bone here. Both Haney and I are throwing you a bone.
But, you know, you're putting me on the spot here, and I'm not ready for it, so...
Yep.
I got to prepare myself.
Here it is. This describes another Dumb Ken show.
Oh, stop, man.
With this, let me tell you something, Ken. With your new show, On the Town with Dumb Ken, all you got to do is, like, look in the paper while you're sitting on that duff. And, you know.
You're right. You know, you're absolutely right.
Call a few of the.
There's a problem here. I don't get the paper. I haven't been reading the paper.
Call a few of the. You know, pick up a shopper. They might, you know, they got yard sales going on.
Oh, okay. I see. Well, I have to get a shopper then.
And, you know, there was a time when you were one of the original club kids around town.
Yeah, I mean, you knew what was going on around town. You knew about stuff going on around town before anybody else did.
No.
It's On the Town with Dumb Ken.
Oh, man, I didn't. I didn't, man. I just hung out, man. Had a good time. Now I don't do anything. I just sit at home. What do you want me to do, man? You guys can talk now. I mean, you don't have to be silent all the time. I know you're doing this on purpose, so... Hey, listen, let me tell you something. If I was prepared for this, I would go right into it with you.
And it's time for the all-new Caring and Sharing with Dr. Murray Kleiner. Dr. Kleiner, a retired child psychologist from Laguna Beach, California. Dr. Kleiner, welcome to your show. Doctor?
Hello?
Hello, doctor. Welcome to your show.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. I thought you missed your cue there. You didn't respond right off the bat. And, of course, we haven't had John in about a week and a half because I had to, smooth things over with Dr. Dumb Ken.
Well, what is there to be smoothed over there?
He had very hurt feelings.
Quite frankly, I'm not even clear on how this man got a program in the first place.
Neither am I.
He's a complete idiot. He's a mess.
Yeah, and he's not really a doctor. He just played one on the radio.
He's an idiot.
He's moved on. He's going to go on to bigger and better things. You're the host of the all-new Caring and Sharing. All right? We all square on that now?
We'll be square on that when I receive some remuneration.
You will get plenty of remuneration.
Quite frankly, what we do here is just a tad beneath me. But I am in dire need of cash flow.
Right, and it's all done. You should be getting a check very soon, as soon as those contracts are signed.
I'd prefer not to have it check so much as I would a money order or something like that that's a little less traceable.
Okay, anything you say, Doctor. Hey, can we go to the mailbag while we still got a little bit of time on your debut show here?
Fine.
Mailbag chuck full, Dr. Kleiner. Our first letter comes from Dan. He's a 36-year-old male. He writes, Dear Dr. Kleiner, my wife wants me to shave my private area, including the old love sack. I'm not sure how to go about doing this without incurring bodily injury. Should I have a professional do it? Doctor, please.
I'm sorry. It's, you know, as much as I love that Citron, it'll kick back on me.
Right. Are there people who do this who aren't gay? I just want to know, how do I go about doing this? What do I do? How do I go about shaving down there? Sign Dan, age 36.
Well, Dan, at the age of 36, if you haven't figured out some basics, I don't know that I can help you.
What do you mean?
Maybe I'm being a little short with him, but I mean, for Christ's sake, if you haven't figured it out by 36.
Explain, Doctor.
You know what?
What?
If you're worried about little Elvis having a goatee or whatever, just get rid of it. It's as simple as that. You know how to shave your face. You know how to shave the sack.
Little Elvis having a goatee.
Well, I'm trying not to be too graphic. You know, I see these Dr. Judys, these Dr. Drews, and they always want to use the word penis, and I think when you overuse it, it loses its impact, and I try to have a little more class.
You're full of class, Doctor. You're full of it.
So, in other words, if it comes time and it's time to do some maintenance down there, I understand what he's saying. He's worried about possibly filleting the trouser trout. and it's a silly thing to worry about. If you're a 36-year-old man, you know how to shave your face, don't you?
Sure.
It's the same thing.
Right.
Yeah, and you know what? You don't have to be perfect. You're not prepping for surgery, for Christ's sake.
Right.
Just get rid of it.
Right.
Because, you know, if especially if the woman is asking for that, maybe she's tired. Maybe she's doing his bidding and doing the job down there.
Right.
And why not? Who wants to come up with a mouthful of matted hair?
All right.
It just makes it more appealing.
Sure. Good advice, Doctor. So just if you know how to shave your face, you'll be able to shave down there. Always use sharp blades, though.
You don't want to make it too tall. Or too, what? You don't want to make it too sharp.
Right.
It's a simple concept.
What?
And I think that maybe we've hit upon something here, because we often hear about women maintaining that area.
Right, grooming down there.
But I would say to every gentleman listening that I think ladies appreciate it.
Right.
Even if they don't say so, I think they do appreciate it when you prune the pud. Next question.
All right. This is from... his name's Harley. He's a 22-year-old, one of our younger listeners here on 96K Rock. He says, "Hi, Dr. Kleiner. I go over to my girlfriend's apartment the other day, and she's sitting on the couch watching some dumbass chick flick with another guy. Turns out he's gay, so I shouldn't be bothered, right? But it does bother me. And my girlfriend says, hanging out with him is perfectly safe. I do it all the time. They do things like shopping and gossiping and dinner at little prissy restaurants. You know, how does a guy deal with this, Doctor?" Signed, Harley, age 22.
Holly, I hope he's listening. If he's taking the time to write in, hopefully he's interested in what I have to say.
Certainly.
He may not want to hear it, or maybe he does. I don't know. It doesn't make any difference. what I would say to Holly is you have gotten a hold of one of the worst kind of women to try to deal with.
Really?
It is what is known in the business as a f-ing hag.
What is that now?
You must have heard this term. It's pretty universally used.
Right, but explain it for me and others.
Oh, it's these whacked women that they have some sort of complex as far as dealing with men, and they need a non-threatening man. And what ends up is that they hang out with these You understand?
Uh-huh.
Under the assumption that it's a safe way to interact with a male, and what ends up happening is they end up becoming very disillusioned because they truly are attracted to the man.
Yeah.
And then they think that they're going to change him. But, you know, if this is, a hardcore queerbait, it's not going to happen. She's going to end up frustrating Harley just head for the friggin' hills.
So your advice, yeah, here you are, you're a psychologist, retired, your advice to Harley...
Unless Harley wants to end up in a threesome or what they call a daisy chain, get the hell out of there.
They call it a daisy chain.
Right. You weren't born yesterday, were you?
No. So this
so
is
Harley,
gonna be...
whether you're a stern wheeler or a switch hitter, I don't know. Extricate yourself from the situation.
Because, you know, Harley, he's 22. He's not an older guy.
You're right.
Very naive.
So that's
22.
Why I'm telling him straight, if I can use that term. For Christ's sake.
It's to get out and leave.
Get the hell out of there before you end up getting buggered.
Are you saying, hold on, are you saying that with him in the relationship that this guy might put a move on him?
You're damn straight.
And
he could end up taking a ride on the Maypole while he's eating a Whiskey Biscuit. If that's what you're into, Holly, stay there. Otherwise, run for the hills.
As always, Dr. Kleiner, I appreciate you coming on and educating us and answering listener questions.
I like to help.
It's Caring and Sharing with retired child psychologist Dr. Murray Kleiner. Doctor, I know it's been a difficult day for you with the personal stuff, and please, make it a great day, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, well, I'll be looking for the paperwork because this is not a laughing matter. I need to have remuneration if I'm going to continue on.
Indeed. Goodbye, Doctor.
Bye-bye.
Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Port Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. The fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon. We're like whiskey
girl. Hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
In the afternoon, Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Tuesday edition of the Stan and Haney show. I had to think about it.
Well, is that good or bad? Tuesday's not a good day to dwell on.
No.
You want to dwell on a day like, oh, man, I can't believe it's Thursday.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's Tuesday.
Yeah,
doesn't
it? Just one runs right into the other.
Yeah.
A couple of things that pertain to things you know about and things that I've been told. I'll do one. I'll save one for later. There is an ultimate classic rock, and it's basically a TMZ for rock stuff. And I go to it. It'll update you on concerts. It'll update you on the latest gossip going around with classic rock artists. And you may know more about this than I do. There is a new book, Ray Vaughan. And the story in Ultimate Classic Rock is, and I know you know this, he was the lead guitarist on David Bowie's Let's Dance.
Yes. And
and this was going to go and push him into the mainstream. He was already well known.
Well,
but this was going to push him into the classic or the pop rock era.
Well, what his management wanted was for him to do the Bowie, because they knew they had something with him, and now this is the part that I don't know the whole deal about. There was talk that they wanted him to change his style just a little bit to not be so into the blues, but the deal he made with them is he said, the only way that I will do the Bowie album and the Bowie tour is if I get full support for my band, Double Trouble, once we're done.
Well,
and that's what I got from it.
The latest thing coming out in the new book, I guess it's coming out, it's due to be out soon.
Well, we had the definitive book years and years ago by the woman that knew him.
Here's the deal. As you see, Rob has the Let's Dance video playing. Stevie Ray Vaughan was fuming that David Bowie would be shown in the video
playing his licks.
Playing his licks. And I guess that put a big rift between the two of them. Because Stevie Ray Vaughan says in this new book coming out about
him. The whole thing seemed to me, from Stevie's point of view, to be a necessary evil to get the job
done.
Well,
he said that they turned on MTV and saw the video. He didn't know. And saw David Bowie doing his licks in a white linen suit and wearing white gloves.
Yeah.
And then went
try in, those licks wearing white gloves.
And then went into a very angry, curse-laced opinion on why they would do the video with him playing lead guitar and have David Bowie doing that in white gloves. He was caught completely off guard about
it. Well, they thought that was, Stevie Ray, they thought, oh, this guy would be an excellent sideman. And yeah. He's like, hold on a second. I can do more than that.
And so he really got up with the ending of the video where Stevie Ray has a extended cutting to David Bowie in his suit, wearing gloves, playing what looks to
be. You know, we're looking at the video, and without the song, this is just it's a fever dream.
Yep. It is.
It makes no sense.
No. But that was the era.
There's a woman washing the street.
Yep. Let's dance.
The crosswalk.
Yep. Let's dance. Oh, she couldn't dress like that today.
Guy pulling a wagon.
Yeah.
Now there's a flower stand.
Yeah.
We should do that. Watch 80s videos without the music and try to make sense
Rob,
of them.
Rob, I don't have the story in front of me. Who is writing this book, and what's the book called? Because I think it's just
Alan
now
Paul's
coming out.
Texas Flood.
Does it
the
say?
Story of
I think
Ray
it does.
Vaughan.
Does it say?
Yeah, it says.
Does it say?
It says.
Alan Paul. Alan Paul's Texas Flood, the inside story of Stevie Ray Vaughan.
You ever hear that guy? What's his name?
Andy Alan Paul and Andy Allendort.
Do these guys, Haney?
No.
They're the ones that are the inside story on the Stevie Ray Vaughan.
I mean, I'm interested in hearing what they have to say. Of course, though, my computer's not capable of displaying.
Hold it.
Evidently, I'm in development mode. I'm using an outdated browser.
This gets me so mad.
We're not able to run a modern browser on this machine.
I'm walking down the hallway yesterday, and Richard...
Well, you know what it was. They had a lot of hacking going on.
You run too many windows on your computer, and it's all on your end. It's not the computer's end. And
because a computer is not designed to run more than one window.
Whatever you're running, it's your end.
But that was the case before, where I totally stopped using that program and started using another one.
First of all, I was stopped. What's Haney's password? I don't know what your password is.
It's password. Anybody that needs to get in the computer, Rob, you probably already know this. It's password. That's my password.
Right,
now that's with a capital P, password.
Now, he tells me all the things that you're doing wrong on the computer. I say to him...
What the hell am I... How could I be doing anything wrong on the computer?
I say to him, I'm not you. Well, you tell him that it's... He's running
I'm not doing... I'm running it wrong.
And you're running it wrong.
I've only been interacting with effing Windows and DOS since 1990.
Please.
I'm inexperienced. I'm sorry.
I hear you say just moments ago, oh, there it goes again. Well, according to what I was told, it's all your fault, and he fixed it.
Oh, he fixed it.
Well, that's what I was told by a third party. Because Adam, the operations manager, came to me. He said, did Richard tell you that he needs to get into Haney's computer because Haney's not running it correctly? And I said... Yeah, he did.
I'm
but
not
I don't
running have, it correctly.
But I don't have the password. He said, "Well, Richard evidently got in."
Oh, and, he managed to get. He hacked me.
And he said
he guessed my password.
And he said it's your fault.
Oh, for he didn't say that. You're doing this to mess with me.
I'm not.
You're doing this to
he
get a rise out of me.
Fault.
You're making this up.
It's whatever you are running on that computer, because the computer is perfectly fine.
So me running an outdated version of Internet Explorer, that's my fault.
I don't know. I don't know. Look.
Stan.
Look.
I'm aware that all the browsers are outdated, but guess what? This machine is not physically capable of running
according to him
a browser.
It is. According to him, it is. Now, I don't know what you're doing.
What else would you use a computer for if you're not using the friggin' browser?
Why is he yelling at me and you're yelling at me when he's a door down the way and the two of you can yell at each other?
Because you brought it up.
You brought it up that the computer's broken.
I just stated a fact because I was trying to look up Stevie Ray Vaughan.
What's the matter?
Richard accused Haney of breaking the computer.
Haney did not break the computer. I know what happened with Haney's computer. Haney was complaining that his computer was slow at the end of last week.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Richard tracked it down to a website problem.
Your websites.
He performed a douching of your computer.
Because you have too much stuff on it.
He came in here.
I don't have anything on this.
He cleaned your files up, and that son of a bitch should be humming for you
right now.
Matt, are you aware what version of Internet Explorer I'm running?
Well, you should have Microsoft Edge, I would think, at this point, right?
No, this is no longer...
It's Jeff, take deal with him!
Here he is.
Richard, what version of Explorer am I running?
Hell if I know. Why don't you update it yourself?
See,
because the machine can't run it! The machine won't run anything other than this!
Oh, boy.
Oh, bullhonkers.
See, told you, it's not me!
See, I love
Haney's
Richard.
Very rarely wrong.
I love Richard.
Let me see what...
And Richard's very rarely wrong, but see, Richard starts...
What are you talking about? That runs? Well,
runs, and it crashes, too.
Yeah.
Well, you know, maybe the sites you go to are retarded. Maybe they've been Fox News too much.
Now it's Fox News' fault.
Yes, it's always their fault.
Neither one of these browsers work for me. Both of them crash.
I'm updating it. See,
Fox News is installing secret cookies into your computer to slow it
down. To their brains, but that's okay.
Richard, how old is this machine? What's the operating system?
It's Windows 7, and it's about 3 years old because I replaced it 3 years ago or two years ago.
It should be running perfectly fine for you.
And it does fine for me, but
see.
I need your password, Leffy.
It's password. with a capital P. Password.
I didn't try that.
Because I don't see the need to lock this down. I'm supposed to trust the people I work with.
Everything's fine around here.
And everybody wants to use my machine anyway.
Everything's fine around here.
I don't. I never want to read
your machine. You told me.
Non-stop thrill ride that'll keep you on the edge of your seat. Coupled with a tender love story that will leave you openly weeping.
What the hell?
If we could just pull that off, we'd be friggin' rich. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Oh, jeez. I'm exhausted already. Stan and Haney. Not seconds ago, the chief engineer just left the room, and now Haney walks back in. And I'm looking at, as the chief engineer calls out to me as I'm trying to get ready for this segment, Haney's complete browsing history. From motorhomes to why do I get 12 hours of sleep a night.
Is that on there?
It's all evidently.
Did I bother to look that up?
I have no idea. And that's what I kept telling him.
I don't know. But I'll tell you this. Unlike most people around here, I got nothing to hide. It's password. Go ahead. Take a look.
And I begged him.
Although.
I begged him, go and talk to you about it.
Although, you know, with the kind of show we do, some of the stuff that I have to look up could look pretty sketchy.
Of course, yes.
And he's got way too many windows open here. I don't even know what he's trying to do. And he also claims that the internet doesn't fade in and out in this building.
I know for a fact it does.
And I said, that wreaks havoc. He goes, it doesn't happen on my machine.
No. It's a right-wing conspiracy.
Yeah. Do you use that machine? I bet he doesn't.
He says it's working fine. He doesn't know what the hell you're talking about.
I swear to God, I don't know what it is, but this is amusing the hell out of you. You are sitting here laughing like Barney Rubble.
Because I'm watching two people talk,
Bonnie,
using me as the go-between. I talk to each other. But then he goes, and as you said, and I pointed out to him, he deflects.
Mm-hmm.
Won't give you a straight answer.
Yeah, it's not. You have to understand, I've been dealing with Richard for decades now.
Yeah. He deflects.
And I like Richard.
He's a deflector.
But being the engineer of the radio station, I don't disagree with him entirely.
Right.
Because here's his method. If he is confronted about a problem.
Like your computer problem there.
Let's say he's confronted by management.
Yeah. Well, they won't do anything to him. They love him.
No, but they go, hey, Richard, I think there's a problem. Richard's go-to is to go, well, if you'd stop hiring friggin' idiots, everything would work fine.
That's what I've heard him say that.
Yep. Now, if you as an employee go to Richard and go, hey, there's something wrong. What'd you do? You moron.
That's the
Now, see, me and Richard, we get along because I know that's what he does. And so I have to wait for him to go through. It's like, it's similar to talking to someone calling themselves Roger in India who's reading off a sheet of paper before you ever get to the problem. I'm going to need you to do something for me. Do you have your keyboard in front of you? Okay. This is very important that you do exactly as I say in an order. This is a very complex procedure. I need you to hold, do not press, but press and hold the control key. Then you're going to see a key called Alt, A-L-T. And then do you see a key that says D-E-L? Can you hold them all, please, for 3 seconds?
But that's not the way the two of you operate. He goes and lets loose on everything you're doing wrong on that computer.
No, but,
and then you let loose of everything that's going wrong with the computer.
But I watch.
But you don't talk to each other.
But I watch what he's doing, and he does all this basic crap that I've already done.
No kidding, but he doesn't think you know anything about computers.
Stan.
He doesn't think. You're just another
out of everyone.
You don't have to convince me.
In this building.
You don't have to convince me.
Do you remember when I arrived here?
Yes, there were no computers.
And I was like Moses with computers.
Yeah.
What do we need computers for?
I understand that.
You know, I don't know about this, Haney. We're in the radio business.
Not the computer business. Crap bag. Brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. Look.
I'm done. I'm not even upset.
Good.
I'm honestly not. I know this is just a game that we play.
And he's not upset either.
No, because we understand each other.
How's your computer running?
I haven't checked it yet.
Well, you did last week.
I just had to shut off all those. They had so many damn windows open there. Nobody needs that many windows open.
You know, the Pewter Mug North Naples.
Was there anything else interesting in my browser history? I haven't even looked at it.
I don't know. 12 hours of sleep, motorhomes.
I am fascinated by motorhomes.
And then I told him to shut up because I can't hear it to listen to it anymore. You want to tell everybody about his browser history? Go tell him.
Oh, he will. And it doesn't matter that it's not interesting. Yeah, I just went through Haney's browser history.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff about motorhomes
and
sleeping.
Yep.
Make of that what you will. I'm just the messenger.
We as consumers have no problem going to the red...
Why did you want to work me up like this today?
God damn it, I didn't work you up! I didn't work you up.
I don't understand the motivation.
What are you?
I'm a peaceful man. I don't think you've ever heard me raise my voice. See, it can work both ways.
I'm fine. I'm not even angry.
How old are we?
Too damn old for this crap.
I know.
So you got no problem going to the Red Lobster. You got no problem going to the Fish House.
Did you see the video of the riot in the Red Lobster? They were throwing Cheddar Bay biscuits and chairs.
Wow,
and
God forbid. What if it was something different?
Attention hamster lovers, it's Hamster Fest, right now at your local Red Hamster. Enjoy mouth-watering hamster, fixed any way you like it. Deep fried, boiled, or even steamed. And don't miss out on a trip to our pick-your-own hamster tank.
Not me, no, not me, don't tell me.
Whichever way you choose, don't snooze or you lose. It's Hamster Fest for a limited time at your local Red Hamster.
Taking it a little differently, huh? It's okay to do it to a lobster.
It's okay to do it to a hamster,
too. There goes the Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Yep, see that? You think I make stuff up? No, it's just because I can't get the window up on this computer.
Yeah.
No, you know the problem?
I don't want to know the problem. No.
We're talking about Red Hamster.
What? What?
Kids haven't learned a lesson that we learned a long time ago. Can you recall, just ballpark, how old you were the first time an adult said to you, Stan, you don't want to know how the sausage is made.
Oh, yeah. I can remember as a kid. Eating hot dogs on the barbecue grill.
Yep. And now they're doing these documentaries of slaughterhouses
Oh, my God. We knew that, but you don't want to see it.
Yeah, and it's turning kids vegan.
Well, it's all propaganda.
Yep.
You
don't want to know how the sausage is made. If nobody else ever told you that, I just did.
Millennials. 66% of millennials have saved nothing for retirement.
Time for another millennial moment.
There should be a millennial version of the game Monopoly, where you just walk around the board paying rent. Because there's no way you'd be able to buy any property.
And that was today's millennial moment. After hearing that, I have four words. Please pass the scotch.
You know, the millennials get hit hard. But when we were in their shoes, we weren't saving for retirement either. We were dirt poor.
Yep, but we were working.
Oh, we were working our asses. We were working our asses off, you know, supporting families. And when you don't have anything, you don't have anything to put away.
True. Our favorite girl. She's got a dilemma with the shower.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
This shower feels so good. Oh, I could stay in here all day. Why isn't the whole world a shower? Cool and refreshing and, there's pubic hair on the soap. It's Jimmy's. I'm gonna be sick. It's like his body parts follow me around. He puts his toenails behind my couch, I know he does. I should get a monkey to chew the nits out of his hair. That'd be funny. Jimmy on the couch and a monkey picking at him. What's more disgusting, Jimmy or a monkey? Well, at least you could put a diaper on a monkey. Jimmy in a diaper, now that's funny. And sad. I hope Jimmy never has to wear a diaper. Well, I'd probably have to take care of him. Oh, or maybe his monkey would do it. Jimmy and the monkey eating each other's nits. That's so funny. God, this shower feels good. I could stay in here all day.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Hey, honey, you almost done? You sound like you're in a good mood.
Oh, Absolute Law text line. Haney, to hell... Now, this will help you. To hell with Internet Explorer or Microsoft Edge. What you need to do, which you are not doing, is use Firefox or Google Chrome.
You may as well be using the CIA-issued browser.
You see, they
I update, use Chrome all the time.
They update when needed, okay?
No, this is an outdated version of Explorer. You know why I started using it?
Oh, is that...
Because Chrome was crashing all the time.
that was not the computer or the program.
Obviously not. That's the first thing they do is assume that the machine is infallible.
I think this was in Eustis. Florida man jumped into a canal in his backyard to pry open the jaws of a gator that got a hold of his chocolate lab.
Oh, no. That's a good dog.
And I guess the dog's going to be all right.
The homeowner let the dog out. The dog jumped in the canal. Homeowner heard a commotion and ran out. Saw the alligator had the dog. He jumped in the canal, pried the alligator's mouth open, got the dog. He got injured either prying the mouth open or scratched up during the event, but he did receive minor injuries.
I saw the gator on Sunday. I had a friend come over Monday and build this fence because I have two dogs, and it was scary. It was very scary.
Mm. You know, there were three shark attacks on the same day, New Smyrna.
I know.
I found out about another person that got that necrotizing fasciitis. Yeah, he was in the St. John's.
And cut himself on some rocks.
Yep. Well, it was a rusty nail, I think.
Yeah.
But I was reading more about it. And, boy, you better make sure you maintain your pool, because they say it can live in your pool, too.
Everybody should hear us. Shock your pool right now.
But they say, oh, this is nothing to worry about. The chances of that happening are blah, 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 blah. But I want to know, it's there, right? So shouldn't they be telling people if you have a cut, you shouldn't go in the water?
Then they'll start a panic.
Yeah, this sounds an awful lot like what Sheriff Brody was dealing with initially. How do we balance this? The whole damn economy will fall apart. Red tide, yep. Algae.
Our friend Gwyneth Paltrow, guest on this show, and Haney had to cheer her up.
She's only our friend because she wanted to call and make sure we voted for Obama.
Right. She's put out a series of cookbooks. She was doing a Q&A, and somebody had the audacity, the unmitigated gall, to ask her if she really cooked. You got putting out these. Do you really cook?
Do I actually cook? Yes, I cook. You think I would pretend to write cookbooks if I didn't cook? Thank you for defending me, and that person.
Yeah. Slow down there, princess.
Yeah. I got one more here. This is great. This is...
You know what Paltrow is?
What?
Snake oil salesman.
Do I actually...
I understand that. The Marlins, the Miami Marlins, have a rookie on their team by the name of... Hassan Diaz.
And he has a very, very proud and enthusiastic father.
Yep. Made his major league debut against Cy Young winner Jacob DeGrom. He went 0-for-2 in his first two major league at-bats. Third at-bat, the announcer goes with the microphone, talk to the family about, you know, their son making his debut. As he's interviewing the family, the son on his rookie debut hits a home run, and let's just say dad is very proud.
Is this an emotional day for you?
Very, very emotional.
We just home run against DeGrom in his major league debut. That is unreal. We are blessed. We're grateful. Thank you again.
I think that's great.
That is great. You know what's not so great?
What's that?
The Tampa Bay Rays have no sense of humor. None.
What?
Well, the Marlins tweeted at the Rays.
I know. And about Steve Irwin.
Said,
yeah,
basically, STFU, you're literally the animal that killed Steve Irwin.
Yes.
And they got all butt hurt, yep. And now the Marlins are in trouble.
Yep.
I read about this in the Daily Mail, where sometimes you have to interpret what they mean, because they kept throughout the article referring to the Marlins as the Miami Dolphins.
Oh,
have you noticed that with them?
It's written in another land.
Uh-huh.
It comes from another place.
Mm-hmm.
It's all written in one place. They do have a British... Their British version has been around for centuries.
But I don't think they employ editors.
And so they have their platform for the American palate, but they don't really understand
it. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break.
And a lot of times I'm reading articles and go, oh, okay, I know what they mean now.
Yeah. Brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. This is
why are the Marlins in trouble for saying that? It's true.
It is. I know. Well, Neil deGrasse Tyson said something that was true, too.
And they crucified him.
And they crucified him. Completely true.
They crucified him and let Barabbas go.
As we celebrate our 75th anniversary in showbiz, we'd like to thank the weak-minded among you. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney here. In about 30 minutes, attorney Mike Chinopoulos from Absolute Law will be joining us in studio to answer your legal questions. He's an attorney, a lawyer, and he will be here if you'd like to talk to Mike. Two ways. You can either text us right now and we'll get the question to Mike, or a little bit later on in the show, you can call us 277-9600. Mike Chinopoulos in about 30. Get your questions in, and the phones will be open when he is on. Texting, it's the same thing. Use your phone, 239-277-9600.
Stan, we got a problem.
Hold it. You know what? I don't even have your microphone on yet, so if you're looking for a pop in the mouth, you're going to find one. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Stan.
What's up?
Oh, bro.
Bro.
I need you to look, man, look. I need you to look at something really bad. I'm really hurting, man, bad. I'm really hurting.
I don't know
bad.
Why you came here. You should have gone to the hospital.
Need you to look at this.
Stop. Let's start. Haney just said you should probably be in the hospital, but you come
he
to the...
He should have gone. Yeah, he should have gone to a hospital. Instead, he came here. Yeah, I don't know why. He thought you'd know what to do.
Because I think you would know exactly what to do.
Yeah. Go to the hospital. No, there's your advice.
No, hold on. I got to take this off here.
I don't want you disrobing.
Don't worry.
You want him to look at it?
Yeah, I think he needs to see it.
What am I looking at? What do I want to look at? You got the... what?
Dave, tell him what happened.
I even see it, tell me what happened.
I was, you know me, man. You know I like...
No, I don't really know you.
I was walking through the woods, bro. You know, I was walking through the bush.
Why?
Why?
Just because I cruise around, man, you know, and sometimes I just go through trails, whatever.
Stop.
You're talking about woods or a vacant lot?
And
woods,
stop vacant going lots. Cryptically. What were you, walking in a vacant lot in Cape Coral?
In the woods, yeah.
In the woods.
In the woods.
And where in your neighborhood? Because I've
been
to your neighborhood.
You've seen across the street, man. There's woods over there.
Is that where you're going?
Over there.
What are you, sleeping in there? Huh?
Let's not go too far.
Oh, wait, no. So we're going to continue with the cryptic
talk. There are beds and stuff over there, yes. If you need the bed down over there, there are beds back there.
In the woods?
Yeah.
Do you hear this?
No, I'm not being cryptic, man, but dude, you need to look at this.
Haney's door was open for you, and you're going to go and talk about how you're cryptically sleeping in the woods.
Can I throw my leg up on the counter, please?
Tell me first before
I think I got bit by a snake. All right.
And you want me to determine
whether
or not...
You're the expert.
I think might be because you're the smartest person he knows.
That's exactly right. I don't know anybody any smarter. Look at this, dude. Look at that. Something.
That ain't a fang.
You don't see the fang
marks?
You
scraped it on a rock. When did this?
That is not.
You know what I think
it
is?
It's swelled up and it's been scratching.
Spider bite. You know why?
Why?
because he said he didn't feel it when he got the bite. And that's been happening to me.
When did this happen to you?
2 days ago.
Well, if it was a spider bite or a snake bite from anything venomous, you'd be in bad shape right now.
Well, my back is killing me. Like it's working itself up towards my back.
Idiot. Let me ask you this. Have you put anything on it? Any kind of medicine?
No.
Any kind of antiseptic?
No.
Anything?
No.
You're stupid.
No, I'm not stupid, man, because I don't know what it is. Why am I going to self-medicate
my foot? You just showed me. Hold on a second.
Look at it.
I looked at it.
Look.
You've got scrapes.
That's because it swelled up inside my shoe, dude, and my shoe's been rubbing it raw.
And you put nothing on it. You didn't even put any Neosporin or anything on it. You let it fester, kind of like Elvis used to do when he would pull the nails out of his fingers and say he's in pain and needs something. You let it fester.
He did that?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah, it got bad at the end. You let it fester, and I guess you wanted to get it good and ripe so that you could get the attention here when you should be at a doctor.
I came to the smartest person I know.
I am not a doctor. And I'm telling you, the smartest person you know, you didn't treat it when it happened. You didn't put anything on there to disinfect where you were allegedly.
Of course I washed it.
Do you own any Neosporin?
Yeah, I think I got a little bit left.
I got an idea. I got an idea right now. Rob, will you do me a favor? Go to the break room that is over on the far side. There's a medical kit in there. Find anything that will go and
burn the
hell out of his leg.
See? You're right, Dave. Stan's going to he'll treat you.
I'm going to treat your leg.
Thank you, man. See, I told you.
I want to find some kind of, and Rob's checking for some kind of antiseptic or something.
Now, you do know a little bit about snakes and arachnids.
Yeah, I know a little bit about them.
Are there spiders that are venomous, but they wouldn't kill you?
Yes. Virtually all spiders have a venom.
Is it a sign of a spider bite when you get like two dots?
Well, it could be their fangs that they go and bite with. That you don't have that. I'm about ready to just.
You want
something else that's going to hurt you? I'll give you something else that's going to hurt you. You've got scratches on your ankle.
Because my foot swelled up inside my
shoe. Better not go
shoe.
In the water. Your flesh will rot.
What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't. Maybe.
You haven't heard of that, dude?
Maybe soak it in a pond nearby.
You haven't heard about that? Necrotizing fasciitis.
Give me that. Do you hear what's going on?
Yeah, we couldn't find any Mercurochrome or anything medieval, but we got some stuff there.
All right, hold on.
Dude, look at the size of this thing.
What do you think of it, Matt?
What did you do to yourself?
It's a scrape.
It's a spot. No, look at the fangs right there, bro. It hit me right here.
See that?
But this all swelled up.
But you don't know what bit you?
No, you don't know.
No, no.
And you didn't feel it.
I didn't feel it.
Hold on, get your leg up here.
Trust me, I washed my feet. They're good.
No, I better put on a glove.
Dude, his back.
That is so nice of you to treat him, Stan.
Yeah, I'm gonna treat
you are getting
look
a
how
rubber glove out.
It is, yeah. Dude.
I'm going to put a rubber glove on to treat this.
It is swollen.
It's nothing.
It swelled up
Yeah,
hardcore.
It's cold. You got to treat it. Look at this. In the case of an emergency, a rubber glove that just falls apart. Look at this.
Not really.
Well, you got to do the Howie Mandel thing and blow it up.
All right, squirt it up
there. All right, Stan knows what to do.
All right, come on.
There we go. We get that on there.
All better.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
You know, this is not a bite.
What do you
little analgesic.
Then what do you think happened to him?
I think if Haney just took his ankle and just went, you know, and give it a good jerk, I think that would help.
You stepped on something. You twisted your ankle on a rock.
I didn't
it
twist my ankle.
Your arm.
I didn't twist. Oh, what is that?
Well, he's hosing it down with something.
How much stuff are you putting on? Ah, that burns!
Yeah, it sure does.
Well, you asked him to treat you.
It sure does.
Oh! Dude!
Now.
Hold
on.
What's wrong?
Now we gotta finish this with a little antiseptic wipe.
What?
By the way, Dave, how many dark blue Twinkies do you think you could eat?
What the hell is a dark blue Twinkie, man?
It's a moonberry.
Moonberry? I don't know. Probably six pack, maybe.
Rob, thank you for cleaning out the medicine cabinet. We got everything good that he needs. Now we'll just
see. Dave's instincts are correct. He came to you for help, and you've treated him medically, Stan.
I can't believe it, man. You're a genius, bro.
You know, you should maybe take a good bubble bath.
Ha, ha, ha. You're a comedian.
You're lucky because you can't afford Bastardo.
Yeah.
I know. What is that?
Stan fixed it.
Whoa, watch yourself.
You're as good as... No, don't give me watch yourself, you big crybaby.
Stan, you have a really, really gentle bedside manner. I'm very impressed.
Thank you. There, just to make sure...
Okay.
There we go.
What is that you're spraying on him?
This is cold spray. Deadens pain. Use on burns and insect stings. Non-staining... And no fluorocarbons. Here, hold on. One more.
Well,
there you go.
Okay. Not in the mouth, Stan.
How is that, Dave? How's the cold spray feel?
Yeah, it's all right.
Good. Now get out of my sight.
Okay.
Anything else? All fixed.
I'm good.
All better now.
Still wearing all my shirt. Better.
Yeah.
What do we say, Dave?
Thank you, Dr. Yep. Stan.
Let's put your shoe back on. I'll tie it for you. Good and snug.
What?
Your shoe.
No.
Put your shoe on.
I'm doing my thing.
So do you now think you weren't, in fact, bit by a snake?
He wasn't.
No, I was bit by something.
He wasn't.
Because the first thing when he walked up to me...
He wasn't.
...is, dude, look at my foot. I got bit by a snake.
I got bit by something.
Oh, somebody just texted. We did the story. Porch pirate, tarantulas, they haven't found him yet.
Have you been bitten by a spider?
Yes, I have.
What kind of a mark did it leave?
It just got red.
So there are no puncture wounds?
All right, you want to see a spider bite that I'm still recovering from? Do you want to see a spider bite that I'm recovering from?
What kind of spider?
I don't know what kind of spider.
And then how do you know it was a spider?
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Right there. Still recovering from it.
Well, let's break out the old antiseptic.
Oh, sure. I'll give myself a little dose of that. Where'd it go? What, did Matt take it?
Yeah.
Well, I'm the one that really needs it.
Yeah.
All right.
Nobody ever thinks about poor Stan. No. He might have been bitten by a spider.
Can you eat a couple of boxes of those?
Moonberry Twinkies.
A couple boxes?
Yeah, two boxes.
How many?
I want you to eat two boxes.
Yeah, 10 per box.
20 Twinkies.
How much, Rob?
There's 10 of them.
How much is
10 of them in a box?
How much is there? 10?
Yeah, 10 per box.
20. You can eat 20 of them?
I'd give it a damn good try. But
no, really? And then you're going to get sugar belly?
I know I can
get sugar belly, you big crybaby?
What's your problem, dude?
What's your problem? You're coming in here with a festering
chest. Bit by a snake.
Not a doctor. Hold on, let me
You're Dr. Stan, and I need help.
Put a lid on it.
This is an
emergency.
Attention
seeker. Ahoy.
Hello.
Yes, ahoy.
Hey,
Yes.
I know you're not a doctor, but I know you're an inspirational speaker.
Yeah, well, I am, yes.
And I've gained a little bit of weight in my lifetime.
Yeah.
And I know you used to be a big proponent of the Fat Get Off Me program.
Yes, I am.
Are you still working on that?
I sure am. I'll get you Fat Pat's number, and she'll help you with it. You got to buy some stuff, though. You got to join her plan. I think it's $49.95 a month.
I would really like an inspirational speech from you to kind of help me get that first fat off me.
Stan?
Yes.
Perhaps I could help. I don't have an inspirational speech, but perhaps we could help him through the magic of song.
All right.
Oh, that'd be great.
Listen to the radio. David.
This is the song that I'm a rap about.
I don't want to look at you anymore.
It's called That I'm Sorry
That I Got Fat.
I Will Slim Down.
This is the song that is reminding me that I'm fixing to lose weight and go on a strict diet. The first time when I got fat,
burgers, fries, and all that.
And Twinkies.
That's what I'm going to do something about it right now.
20 Twinkies on Friday.
That I just wrote.
Hobble.
About that I got back.
Get out of here.
So here
oh, no,
goes,
I didn't
right
put anything
now
on it. Oh, I figured I wouldn't go to the doctor.
I'd wait 2 days and go to Stan.
Yeah, so I can get attention on the air.
That was this time when I was eating McDonald's. I kept eating McDonald's for 5 years.
Mike Chiannopoulos coming up next. He's a lawyer. You need to talk to him.
91.
Text us. Call us. Now is your time. Last week I had about 8 texts that I couldn't even get to because they all came in too late. Now is your time. Sorry that I got that.
I will slam down.
239-277-9600 to text Mike. Or you can call into the show. Family law. Criminal, DUI, veterans. Never, Jeffrey.
I don't want to ever see my mother have to go through this again. Never, Jeffrey.
Jeffrey. We'll be back.
Always remember to never forget to listen to Stan and Haney.
Hey, when the hell did we let Stan start writing liners?
Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us Tuesday afternoon. That means Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law. We have a line open if you'd like to talk to Mike, 277-9600. You can also text us your question for Mike on the Absolute Law text line, 239-277-9600. Mike Chiannopoulos now joins us. Good afternoon.
Hey.
I'm telling you, you look sharp today.
Yes, he does. Oh, thank you. You got braces on.
Yeah, they're not
right
suspenders.
They're not
they're
suspenders.
Braces.
They're braces. I had to be educated this morning. Now listen, I heard that intro coming in that said...
Hold on. Let me hit some theme music for you.
Right. Yeah, I love it. Love it. All right, so you heard it coming in, yes?
And it said... Don't forget to remember to, or remember to
always remember
to
never forget.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I'm reminded I'm coming out of the Philippines in this airbase when I was like 18, and there was this guy that sat outside with a guitar, you know, put money, you know, mm-hmm. put money in there.
Busker.
Yeah. I never remember to forget you. Please remind me to remember to forget you. It was a love song. And mm-hmm. he wanted money for this. And it was such a strange song, I always gave him a peso.
For the same song.
Yeah, that's all he could sing.
Because it was your favorite.
That's all he could sing, so it was my favorite. But it was just, you know.
Nice.
Just an interesting little piece of...
All right, we got calls coming in. I want to get
calls coming
to the texts, and then we're going to get to the calls, because...
Because there were 8 texts last week that came in too late.
You know, here's the thing. People want to go and talk to you, and after you had left, boom, boom, everybody's asking questions. He's here now. Absolute Law text line. This is for Mike. I don't know if he can help. Mike, I'm a vet, and I'm going for a C&P.
Yep.
All right. Exam in Sunrise, Florida. I live here in Naples. The appointment is with an outside company. I have a DBQ from an out-of-state doctor.
What does all this mean?
It means that he's going for a competency exam, and they're going to determine what his disability rating is, if any. And a DBQ is an order from the place to use a specific doctor.
Right, and this was an out-of-state doctor. Can the VA hold that against me? Because I was told since I did it through a FaceTime call and not in the office, and it's out of jurisdiction, they might not allow it.
Yeah, and if they do, they might not give much credibility to it. And so if it were my C&P hearing, I mean, that's, you know, where they're going to make decisions that impact you materially for a long time, I would go ahead and submit to one of their doctors. And if their doctor says something different, then I would use my doctor as an expert to controvert their doctor.
Okay.
Absolute Law text line. Then we'll get to the phone calls. Daniel and Rachel, you're on deck here. Mike, me and my wife are separated. We're in our late 40s. No kids. Separate bank accounts, cars, etc. We agree on how to split the assets. Can we just hire you to do the actual divorce papers?
Yes. And it's a lot cheaper and a lot easier. And then...
Is this the fabled amicable divorce?
Yeah. Yes. You know, I've never seen one.
I thought that was a unicorn.
It's elusive. I've never seen one, actually. Some of them I've seen start out that way, but they never stay that way. And good for him. I hope that's right. And you're
so
still
you just
only
fill
in your
out
late
the
40s.
Paperwork and it's cool.
And everything will be cool until somebody gets your wife's ear, and then you'll start hearing the word entitled.
Yeah, get this done as quickly as
possible.
So it's over. And remember, there is life after death, otherwise known as marriage.
277-9600.
I have not found that to be all that true.
Haney has all these girls dripping off of him like hot fudge on a Sunday, and he's claiming that he hasn't seen that to be true. Come on, Haney.
Well, okay, maybe I did have a little fun.
Here's Daniel in Naples. Daniel, thank you for holding. You're on with Mike Chiannopoulos.
Good afternoon, Mike. How are you, bud?
Hey, Daniel, what do you got for us today?
Well, long story short, I had a wee bit of an incident with a Ryobi brand new battery-powered chainsaw. I'm a contractor.
Hey. Do you still have all your body parts?
On a Sunday 2 weeks ago. I'm in my garage and maybe had it plugged in 45 minutes and the damn charger and battery exploded.
Wow.
Throwing me back, twisting my knee, tearing two tendons, catching half my garage on fire.
Ouch.
And long story short, that's where I'm at.
Defective product. All right. Call 239-ASK-MIKE. And they're going to put you in touch. Tell them that you need the lawyer who does plaintiff's claims. And when you call my office, they're going to put you in touch with that lawyer. And he's going to take a bunch of information from you and see if you've got a case there. And we'll go after
it. Everything's documented with the fire department and the hospital the next day.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask, is how important is the forensics on something like that?
Yeah, it's very important. But the most important thing is to make sure the weed eater and the battery charger and the battery are not disturbed in any way. You've maintained them for forensic inspection.
Everything is still in place, including the crazy part is I've got a small little beverage cooler in my garage that the battery charger was sitting on, and it almost melted through the top of it.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, we got a defective product. Call my office today, and let's get you talking to one of my lawyers.
Okay.
Sounds good, my brother.
All right, you go. Thanks.
Line open 277-9600. Very quickly, we'll get to you in a second, Rachel. Absolute Law text line. I have a question for Mike. My crazy, and we've heard it before, my crazy neighbor lady came on my property and cut several branches on some of my trees. Did she break the law by doing that? What can I do to punish her?
What can I do to punish her?
Yeah, I like it.
All right, let's talk about punitive action. First of all, I would like to know if the trees, if the limbs she cut were hanging over onto her property. If they were, she might have some basis, but it doesn't sound like it because he said she came onto his property.
Trespassing right there.
Yeah, and that's what I would do. I would call the sheriff and have him come out and issue a no trespass order so nobody gets in trouble or anything. She just put on notice that if she does that again, she goes to jail.
All right.
Pretty much with all of this stuff, which I'm not a big fan of, but it's like... When you're having a dispute with a neighbor like that and go, okay, here's where it started, and now it's like you got to keep a diary of every little thing that happens.
And listen, I tell everybody, get along with your neighbor. Even the ones that are buttholes, go out of your way to be nice and to not have a dispute. I understand some people push you so far and you have to have a boundary, and at some point you have to say enough's enough. I can't let you push me. I get it. But that's only a few of the cases. 90% of the cases, just get along because you're going to spend money. You're going to pay me money. It's not worth it.
Well, let me ask you
I'm
this.
I'm worth it, but the fight you're talking about isn't worth it.
Let's keep this hypothetical rolling. And the sheriff says, okay, no trespassing order. And then, let's say, at 3:47 today, I see her, and she's clearly come across the fence line, and I document that. Mm-hmm. How is that useful as opposed to just being her word against mine?
Well, it is useful, and what I would do is if it's he thinks it's going to be that serious a problem, usually once somebody's given a trespass order, particularly, you know, they're not going to bother again. They don't want to get in trouble. They don't want to escalate this thing. But sometimes you get people that are crazy. So I would document it. And if you think,
remember, this is a woman.
Take a picture, too.
Just matter what kind of crazy. I would put some motion cams up there, some webcams. They're like, you know, 25 bucks.
Yeah, they're not expensive.
Right. And just connect them to you and put them up on your own house. That's completely legal.
How
you
is that?
Your own yard. That's completely legal.
How has that changed things from your perspective as a lawyer, where people now can afford to have high quality, you know, digital surveillance, whether it's the doorbell or around the perimeter, to have proof of things?
You know, that has changed things, particularly in the family law arena, you know, where it's always a he said, she said, he yelled at me. No, she cussed me out in front of the kids when I was trying to exchange the kids.
Do you now go to the point where you want to subpoena Amazon and have all of their Alexa records where you can hear if he yelled at her?
No, what we do
is... Because they got it all.
Oh, sure they do. They collect everything. But
I know they've done it in murder cases.
But what we typically do is say you cannot record or either audio or video somebody without their permission, without an order of the judge, or a judge, or without a police officer present directing you to do so because there's a crime in the commission. And so we will get an order from the judge saying, judge, these two people are always he said, she said. Let's just let them both videotape. Give us an order that they can both videotape the exchanges. And you know what? That makes people behave. And I would suggest the same would be true with your neighbor. You put up those video cameras around the perimeter, and it's completely legal. Yep. You don't have to have anybody's permission. You
and
can
they
video
know they're
your own.
Because
camera.
You would,
that's
you,
right.
You would, your behavior would be much different when you think in front of a judge versus just your jackball neighbor.
Right, and you think you're going to be this behavior is going to be exposed to a judge, you're not going to behave that way.
2779600. Rachel's been waiting, and we're going to get to you right now, sweetheart. Rachel, you're on with Mike Chiannopoulos.
Rachel.
Hello.
How are you? What do you got for us today?
All right, so I was best friends with this girl since I've moved to Florida about 10 years ago. And I basically have raised her kids. She has a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old. The 1-year-old has literally lived with me the entire time. The 3-year-old lived with me probably a year and a half. The dad just took custody of the oldest one. The youngest one, she cheated on him and had another guy as a father, and he doesn't want anything to do with it.
Lovely.
So what you're telling me is you made the same mistake as most men. You trusted a woman.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I was just checking.
Yeah, she trusted me with her kids, and I fell in love with her kids, and then she decided to rip them away when she got...
All right, so where are the kids now? Where are the kids now?
She has the youngest. The dad has the oldest. This all just happened.
Are they safe? Is the oldest child safe with his dad or her dad?
The oldest one, yes, is safe. The youngest one, no. She's already went back. She left state in February. And
all right, we don't have unlimited time here, so let me ask you some quick questions. Okay. Is this child in danger? In other words, do you think the mother could, either out of neglect or out of mean-spiritedness, harm the child in any way?
Yes.
All right, call DCF. Boy. Call DCF immediately. Call the DCF hotline.
We have.
Okay, so there should be an investigation. Call the LCSO, call the Lee County Sheriff's Office as well, and tell them you've already called DCF, and detail out what you believe the circumstances are that created danger for this child.
DCFS has already been to my house. The sheriff's already been there. This is all.
But they have they been to the house where the child is?
Well, no, the DCF was there at the house at my house. She was out of town. She moved for 6 months. And this all got started when the dad took the oldest.
But we got to get DCF. Listen, we got to get DCF over to the house where the child is.
Get eyes on
him. And if you believe that there's danger to the child, then you need to call the DCF hotline and report it. But then you need to call LCSO. And if for nothing else, ask them to do a welfare check that you believe there's a child there that may be in distress or maybe in harm's way.
I don't know where exactly. I know she's in Immokalee, but I don't know exactly
where
she's at.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what we're going to do. Why don't you call me off the air? Right, I'll be back in my office about 4:30, and this is going to take a little bit more direction. So 239, ask Mike. Give me a call about 4:30, and I'll visit with you off the air.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you. That sounds
because
really
as
messed up.
As slow as things can be, when a child is in imminent danger, usually you can get action.
That's right. CPT and CPS. CPT is Child Protective Team. CPS, Child Protective Services. They all fall under DCF, Department of Child and Children and Families, with the Lutheran Services people. And they do a pretty good job at responding to when somebody tells them it's an emergency.
All right. Deborah, we got it. Their phones are ringing in. We got limited time. Let's see if we can get Deborah in. Deborah, you're on with Mike.
Hi.
Hi, Deborah. What do you got for us today? You're cutting out, Deborah.
Got a bad phone, Deborah. Try calling us back, okay?
Deborah, call back.
Yeah,
because
call
if
back,
your name
Deborah.
Is spelled D-E-B-O-R-A-H, I'll speak to you. If it's D-E-B-R-A, that's my ex-wife's name. Can't talk to you.
Kyla on line 3.
It's just policy.
That Kyla.
Right. Kyla.
Hello.
Hi, you're on with Mike, Kyla.
Hi. Okay, so quick story. I have a trained service dog. I'm a disabled veteran. I live out in Hendry County. I went to a new doctor, I won't say the name, in LaBelle, and I was asked to leave. I made sure to let them know he was a trained service dog, that I was under ADA compliance, and I was told no dogs are allowed and I needed to leave.
What?
And that was after being in the office for a half hour with other people telling me, wow, that is amazing. Can't believe your dog is so well trained.
All right, well, give me a call off the air at 239-ASK-MIKE. And ask for a phone appointment to speak with me. You'll get a free phone consultation with me. We're going to talk about what the laws are that prohibit that doctor from doing that and what your options are. Okay?
Okay. All right. Great. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Very quick on that, though, and I got to ask you this quickly. And I first of all, emotional security animal versus a trained dog for a vet that is going to get doctor's care. And there are different laws for each, like with leader dogs for the blind and all of that.
Right.
You're in a doctor's office. Say I'm in the doctor's office, and she comes in with an animal.
Stan with his dog allergies.
And I am highly allergic to dogs, and I'm going there to see my doctor, and there's a dog in the waiting room.
I understand. And everything in law is a balancing test. I mean, why do we have speed limits? Because we're trying to balance freedom to drive how you want against public safety. Everything in law is a balancing test, balancing the other patient's rights against her right to have that dog. So, you know, we just got to look at the circumstances. And that's why I'll be glad to speak with her.
Okay. Deborah's back. And then we'll try to, time permitting, get to Chad. Deborah, hopefully it's a better phone connection. You're on with Mike.
Hi.
Wait.
Again.
How do you spell your name?
How to show?
No, your first name.
Deborah D B R A.
Oh. All right. Well, I'm gonna have to make an exception.
You're gonna have to break policy.
All right. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Deborah.
I won't be enthusiastic, but I'll answer.
Oh. Okay. My granddaughter, who's 18 years old, was working at a restaurant here in Naples. She's no longer there, and they refused to pay her. It's been months.
Yeah.
And I mean months.
And the problem with that is
that's
probably,
the first time I've ever heard that about a restaurant in Naples.
Right. And the problem is they probably owe her, what, $200?
No, more than that.
How much do they owe her? About, ballpark me.
About, I'm thinking.
It's got to be less than $1,000.
$600 to $900.
Okay. And
so
the
just
is,
under $1,000.
Yeah. And you can go to small claims court, and that's what I would tell her to do. Go to small claims court there in Collier County and file a small claims action against the restaurant and get her money. If she gets the first hearing, will just be kind of, they'll try to settle it. And if the parties don't settle, then they get a trial date. If she gets a trial date and you want me to just come down and try the case for that half a day, I'll do that. And it's reasonably priced. But you don't want me to handle the whole case. It's too expensive.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
There, all right. I got you. All right, Deborah. Let's try to get, we got what, about a minute left. Chad's been holding. Chad, you're on with Mike. We got about a minute.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Hey, Chad, what do you got for us today?
So my mom broke her ankle. She had surgery, right? Everything was supposed to be good. She had some complications post-op, went back in, turns out the surgeon left a stitch inside her foot.
Oh. Hang on. Chad, hang on. Left a what inside her foot?
A stitch.
A stitch.
Yeah, a stitch.
So aren't they supposed to be there? They have inside stitches, right?
They do have inside stitches. I happen to be in the medical field, so I'm pretty familiar with it. But they put the wrong kind of stitch in. It's not the kind that dissolves. So this is a stitch that stayed in there and didn't dissolve. So we had to go back in and do what's called a revision surgery.
Right.
Revision surgery is where they go back in and fix what they screwed up.
Right.
Long story short, my mom was ended up septic and was on IV antibiotics for almost a year.
Oh, my God.
The insurance company reached our limits, which was like $250,000, and it cost my family almost $1 million out of pocket. We used to be fairly wealthy, and now it basically devastated us. This was in 2013. My parents are not litigious people, so they chose not to sue. But at this point in time, I feel like we should. I just don't know if there's a statute of limitations.
There is. It's okay. Typically, and we can look at this together off the air. Call my office, 239-ASK-MIKE. I want to talk to you again to verify it, but I will tell you off the top of my head, I believe it to be 4 years.
So
you would have had to do it by 2017. My office. Let's talk about the facts. Let me pull up the law, double check, triple check, make sure that's right before I give it to you as a final answer.
All right, Chad.
Perfect. All right, thanks.
There you go, buddy. And this phone for everybody. I mean, 24/7.
24/7. So easy to get me. 239-ASK-MIKE. That's 239-275-6453. So easy. You call me anytime outside of normal business hours. You press 6. Come straight to my cell phone, and I answer it no matter where I am.
Mike, just a quick conceptual question since we're on the subject of this medical stuff and statute of limitations. Does the law make any provision for people where they don't even know the damage is done for 4 years, they find out later?
The law does make a provision for that, and it's called the statute of limitations begins to run upon discovery. So it's called the discovery doctrine.
Okay.
So, you know, you have medical surgery and they leave a sponge inside you, but you don't know that for a year and they can't figure out why you're sick and they finally go in there and find it. Your statute of limitations doesn't run until they tell you.
That's when the clock starts.
That's when it starts.
With 4 years being 2017.
If they didn't know about it until 2014, then they might, 2015, they might still be in.
All right, there's a chance then.
And that's why I wanted to talk to him.
There you go.
Mike, thank you. Every Tuesday on the Stan and Haney Show, Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law 239. Ask Mike. Mike, thank you as always.
Thanks, gentlemen. Have a great week.
We'll be back.
Two radio vagabonds who have somehow stolen your heart, Southwest Florida. Stan and Haney in the afternoon. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. We'll get you updated on traffic news headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. In less than a half hour, Stan's Name That Movie. Today, featuring the films of a guy that loved him. He passed away while we were on vacation. Rip Torn.
Yes, sir.
We got 5 clips from movies that he was in. And first person to identify the film, we'll have your choice. We got Disturbed Tickets. We've got Busch Gardens, Pewter Mug, Mr. and Mrs. Crab Seafood Bar in Cape Coral. All that coming up.
I like Rip Torn because he got better as he got older.
Yes, he did. Let's get you updated on traffic right now for your drive home, brought to you by Jet's Pizza.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, a couple of things on the board. Fort Myers, traffic control. Michigan Avenue and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. And in Estero, got a crash, the 8,000 block of Lord's Way Street. That's right.
Estero?
Yep, just a rock's throw from here. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. What can you expect? Well, he's about ready to tell you. He's got today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know. Okay. We love our dogs.
Oh, you know it.
A Florida man had to make a quick decision. Did he allow a gator to consume his beloved dog, or did he put his own life at risk and fight tooth and claw to rescue the pup? We'll tell you what happened. I don't know if you saw this or not, Stan, but it's quite creepy. And a prison inmate in Brazil.
Yes, I did. Very creepy.
Came up with a brilliant plan to escape. Now, he's serving a 73-year prison sentence, so he would be highly motivated to escape. And he tried. Almost got away with it, too. How did he do it?
I know exactly how he did it.
He tried to disguise himself as his own 19-year-old daughter.
Using a latex mask.
Yeah, Mission Impossible style. Someone calls the police over suspicious noises over at the playground. Mm. Well, they investigated. We'll tell you what was causing those suspicious noises. And finally, Dateline Winchester, Kentucky.
Okay.
This is quite impressive. At first, you may think, oh, this is another one of those stories about a woman just rat-holing the dope. Well, it is. But this lady takes it a step beyond into all-star territory. A handcuffed woman inside a police car managed to retrieve her drugs from the rat hole and snort them in the cop car. Pretty impressive.
Yeah, I'll say.
What a hero. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. Oh, we want to bring it to you each and every day with the 4 o'clock fluffer. Brought to you by Firehouse Subs, Fort Myers, and Cape Coral. Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
Book publishers say they want to target millennials specifically. To the point that they're willing to go with different titles than they may have gone with in the past to try to capture that market.
Sure.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
millennial books.
Top millennial books.
Green Eggs and Avocado Toast. One 100 Years of Solitude. In My Parents' Basement.
There he is. There's the old spider bite.
Who Moved My Artisanal Cheese? Oh. Where the Woke Things Are. The 7 Habits of Highly Insufferable People. Free Range Sustainable Animal Farm. Horton, here's a podcast.
Laugh it up.
The five people you don't meet because your face is always buried in your phone. A farewell to student loans. Pride and participation trophies. Charlotte's addiction to the web. Alexander and the terrible, horrible, no good, very bad gluten. And finally, the very top millennial book.
Yes.
The Vapes of Wrath. And that, my friend, is the important one.
Over. That's left the building.
Left the building.
Email ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay, okay.
Thank you, Freddie. This is from our buddy Mark, was listening to the show on Friday. Oh, I'm sorry, Thursday.
Check that
Thursday. Did I hear correctly last Thursday that Dave's claiming he had around 30 callers and texters asking him if he was getting his own show again?
Mm-hmm.
Are we to believe that in the entire Stan and Haney listing area that Dave has that many fans?
That's what he claims.
Yep. Let us not forget the time management. Let's not forget at the time management gave Dave the mic. And he compared water sliding through a tube with a woman's lady parts.
Who knew that would live forever?
Signed, Mark. I'm going to try to throw these in periodically this week. Such a response from our question of the week last Thursday. Do you know what your grandparents did for a living, your grandfather? And so many of them, I can't get to all of them, but we'll try to intersperse a few through the week. This is from Les. Guys, my grandfather was Stan Carson. He was a well-known bootlegger in Atlantic City, New Jersey during Prohibition. He was arrested many times and had several of his flashy automobiles confiscated by the feds. His booze was so good, he even supplied Nucky Johnson, the real man from Boardwalk Empire. After Prohibition, he and my grandmother stayed in the liquor business and opened a famous bar and seafood restaurant in Atlantic City named Carson's. Signed, Les.
Cool.
Did you, speaking of Prohibition and gangsters, did you hear about John Dellinger?
They dug him up. A distant relative, because they want to make sure it's him.
Or they want the money from the History Channel. It's going to film it.
Nobody could talk about it because they were under contract to the History Channel filming it.
Imagine that. He was around in, what, the 30s?
Yes.
So let's imagine, you know, 80 or 90 years passes, and Stan's distant relatives have him disinterred for a paycheck.
Yeah. Anyway, it happened when I was alive. It can happen.
You know, I don't know how much they're paying the relatives. And, you know, I can say I don't believe in ghosts. But do I really want to go messing around with the bones of John effing Dillinger?
Not me.
Because I would think if he's able to influence anything at all on our plane of existence, he's not going to be happy.
Hey, back in those days, too, when the FBI got their man, and he's one of them,
They put like 5,000 pounds of concrete on it.
Yeah, but they put him up on display even after he was dead. They put him up.
Oh, yeah, they had people file by in the coroner's office.
Look.
There he is.
There he is. Take a look. And then, they had to put the concrete down. Okay. I'll be watching. Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, I was going to stay away from the incidents from the weekend, but I must say something. First, stop blaming Trump. He didn't pull the trigger. The left keeps saying it's what he says.
Maybe, the left is so disingenuous, yeah, it doesn't matter.
Maybe I'm naive, but I have never heard anything that sounded like support for racism. Remember, those were sick, deranged individuals. Find solutions, you morons. Hey, did you see out in California, the city of Berkeley has banned the use of propane? Jeez.
Good Lord.
Right now, any new home or business must only use electric appliances. Their reason, propane has a bigger carbon footprint. Quite frankly, I just don't know how in the hell do they think electricity is produced. Well, yeah, it's fossil fuels. As it stands, if you use propane, you can keep it, but eventually it will be nothing but electric. And, of course, there's talk of other cities planning to adopt the same policy. Just one more choice that is being mandated by big government. I think it is just plain stupid. What's next? What kind of toilet paper you can use? Guys are the best. Sign The Guardian.
Jesus.
We will be back. Rip Torn. The subject of Stan's Name That Movie when we come back. This is the Stan and Haney Show.
Ladies and gentlemen,
one of the greatest novelties,
a fabulous boy prodigy,
the most amazing of all the chimp acts that have ever come to show business.
He said, as you recall, everybody remembers this one. Here's an act that'll scare the life out of you. From China. He's been in India. He's been all over the world. Just back from Las Vegas, the Italian Casanova, a Texas friend of mine, my handsome Italian paisano, today's greatest living American. Here's the man I invited to Christmas dinner.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. Mark Haney in the news in about 30 minutes.
Stan, we've been observing the insanity taking over our country and the world for a while now.
Yeah.
Well, the latest today, guess who is suing the FBI?
Who?
Our old pal Peter Strzok. Because no fair. He got fired, and that's no fair.
This treasonous FBI.
And they violated his privacy, because that was supposed to be between him and his bae.
His lover.
Uh-huh.
FBI lover.
But you see, Pete, when you use company phones and company emails to communicate with your lover because you don't want your wife and her husband to find out, then you make it our business.
Yeah, don't I know it.
You're not going to bring up that whole Mamacita thing again.
No, I'm not. Traffic brought to you by Jet's Pizza.
K-Rock traffic.
A couple of things on the board. Fort Myers crash, the 5300 block of Tice Street. And in Lehigh Acres crash, Alvin Avenue and Lee Boulevard. And you are up to date. Stan's Name That Movie. We're going to do Rip Torn, who just passed away last month. Here's a little.
He aged like fine wine.
And here's a little tidbit for you. Because we had talked about it before, so I bought the series to see. In the early 60s, the TV show Route 66, in their final season, decided to be a travel log and film everywhere around the country, including
Cape Coral.
Two episodes in Cape Coral. In the early 60s, like 1963. One of the episodes filmed in Cape Coral of Route 66 starred a young Rip Torn. Yep.
How far from Route 66 are we?
A couple of thousand miles. Rip Torn, the feature. If you answer correctly, first person to identify the film, you cannot have won anything in the last 60 days. You will have your choice of one of the following prizes while they last. Winner's choice. Pair of tickets to Busch Gardens for their summer nights now through August 15th. Maybe you would like $50 to Mr. and Mrs. Crab Seafood and Bar in Cape Coral. Down south, how about $50 to the Pewter Mug North? Or maybe you'd like a pair of tickets to go see Disturbed at Hertz Arena on September the 19th. You get a pair of tickets from us, it qualifies you for the autographed Disturbed drumhead as well. Those are the prizes. I have the movies. Actor Rip Torn, movie clip number one. I'll release the phones after the first clip. Name this Rip Torn movie and win a prize.
So, is this what you thought it would be?
Thought what would be? Where am I? Is this heaven?
No, it isn't heaven.
Is it hell?
No, it isn't hell either. Actually, there is no hell. Although I hear Los Angeles is getting pretty close. Well, Daniel, let me tell you what's going on. When you're born into this universe, you're in it for a long, long time. You have many different lifetimes. And after each lifetime, there's an examining period, which you're in now. You see, every second of every lifetime is always recorded. And as each one ends, we sort of look at it. Look at a few of the days, examine it. And then if everybody agrees, you move forward.
What do you mean, move forward?
I mean, move forward. Continue onward. The point of this whole thing is to keep getting smarter, to keep growing, to use as much of your brain as possible. For example, I use 48% of my brain. Do you know how much you use?
47?
3.
I'm sorry?
3?
I use 3% of my brain?
Yes, don't worry about it. Everybody on Earth uses 3% of their brain. 3 to 5%. That's why they're there.
3%? 3%? You mean nobody on Earth uses more than that?
When you use more than 5% of your brain, you don't want to be on Earth, believe me.
Name the movie. I just saw it this past weekend. Phone lines are released, 277-9600. Identify the Rip Torn film, and you'll get yourself a prize. Winner's choice while they last. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Justin.
Justin, can you name the movie?
I cannot. I didn't think I would get through this quickly, but I'm striking out.
You did.
Good job. That's half the battle.
Yep, getting through. Then what you do with it is up to you. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Jim.
Jim, what's the movie?
Defending Your Life.
Yes, with Albert Brooks and Meryl Streep. You are absolutely right. What would you like?
Mr. and Mrs. Crab, is that what it is?
Yes, it is. A nice seafood place. I'm going to put you on hold. Rob's going to take care of you, all right?
Thank you.
All right, hold on. Defending Your Life. Albert Brooks, who is Funkenstein's brother in real life.
Well, Einstein brothers.
Yep.
And they got nothing to do with the bagels either.
Nothing.
But they are the Einstein brothers.
Yep. We're doing Rip Torn films, just passed away last month. Fine character actor. Movie clip number two. Name the movie.
Son, wait.
What?
You're not taking that bus to Los Angeles.
You bought me a ticket on this bus to Los Angeles.
That's not all he bought you.
There. It's yours. Hop in. Oh. Come on. You're driving.
It's a LeBaron.
You bet your boots it's a LeBaron. Good car. Convertible.
This is number one son in the license plate. That's me. I'm the number one son.
What about me, Mom?
We're your number one son, too.
But how come Gord gets a LeBaron and I don't?
It's because they love me more than they love you.
No, they don't.
Oh, yeah, I only see one LeBaron, Freddy. I only see one. I don't see two LeBarons.
Gordy.
Well, do you see two LeBarons?
Gordy.
Hey. Do you see two LeBarons?
Gordy.
Knock it off.
Where's your LeBaron, Freddy?
Gord. This car is more than a gift. It's kind of a investment in you. It means I believe in my son. You be a good man.
Father, I will be a good man.
You make your daddy proud. You hear me?
I'm going to make you proud, Daddy. I'm going to make you so proud.
You make your daddy proud.
You're going to be so proud.
Proud?
Proud.
Get the f*** out of the way! Name the movie. Rip Torn. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Name. LeBaron.
Yep. Good car. Convertible. hey, the movie. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Sean.
Sean, what's the movie?
Freddy Got Fingered.
It is. Freddy Got Fingered. You are absolutely correct. What would you like?
What do you got to eat, man?
I got the Pewter Mug North, or I've got Mr. and Mrs. Crab Seafood and Bar in Cape Coral.
Let's get Mr. and Mrs. Crab.
You got it. Hold on. The LeBaron.
Convertible.
Yeah, good car.
why don't I get a LeBaron?
Look at the license plate. It says number one son. All right, moving along. Rip Torn Films. We're up to number three. Name.
You know, the LeBaron isn't just a car.
No. It's a machine. Name this Rip Torn movie. Win a prize.
This is the life. Aye. There's nothing like the sea to pick up your spirits, put a song in your heart.
I know what you mean. You must know a lot of ocean songs.
I do. Here's a CDT my mother taught me. Love, exciting and new. Come aboard. We're expecting you, and love, life's sweetest reward. Let it flow, it flow back to you, the love boat. We'll be making another run, the love boat.
Oh, that's wonderful.
It sure is. What's the name of that movie? Still have Busch Gardens. Still have Disturbed Tickets. Pewter Mug. 2779600. Name that movie. Simple enough. Ahoy, who's this?
Anne.
Hi, Anne.
Hello.
Well, yeah, you have a lovely voice, Anne.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I'm at work.
Okay. Oh, that's
yeah, so you really can't go into that.
Well, I'm with you. Damn the man.
Yeah. Right out loud. But it's nice to know while you're at work you have enough time to play a radio game.
Oh, well, of course. all the time.
Anne, name the movie.
Summer Rental.
It is Summer Rental.
I just watched it.
Yeah, with John Candy. What would you like?
Busch Gardens.
You got them. Hold on. Thank you, Anne.
Thank you.
Hold on.
So pleasant.
Yeah. So delightful.
You see, ladies, when you keep your voice down, mm-hmm. we find it very appealing.
Yes. When you raise your voice, it cuts through us like a knife.
When you call in just shrieking, it kills us.
There's nobody any good.
But you hear Anne there?
Delightful.
Only because she's trying to get away with something.
Don't want the bosses to find out.
They're none the wiser, and she just scored tickets to Busch Gardens. That's a productive day.
Go figure. Movie clip number 4, Rip Torn. What a great character actor. And you're right, Annie. Got better as he got older. Name the movie.
What? Oh!
Any other questions?
Oh, my God!
Yeah, Patches. Oh. Are you sure that this is completely necessary? Necessary? Is it necessary for me to drink my own urine?
Probably not.
No, but I do it anyway because it's sterile and I like the taste.
Okay.
And if you're going to lead this squad to the floor, you've got to learn to do the dance in the dark. Yeah, put that on. All right, ladies, buckle up. It's showtime.
There you go.
Not the stars. I've got 3 weeks to whip you suck-ass mayor junkies into shape. Come on! I get better runs than my short. Catch a ball, one of their guys goes out. One of our guys comes back in. That's the way you hurt them. That's the way you win.
Name the movie. 2779600. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, and this is Ray from Naples.
Hey, Ray, how's the dealership?
Good, my friend. How are you guys?
Good, good. Name the movie.
That is Dodgeball.
I'll accept that. That, of course, there is the other title
the
in the
true underdog story.
Yeah, you got it. You got it. Nice job. What would you
like? That's a way you dip.
I think the Busch Garden tickets are gone, right?
They're gone.
Okay.
And got him.
All right. Pewter mug, you got it. Hold on. One more. And it's the easiest one out of them all. Got to have an easy one in there for you so you can claim you're a big winner.
Yeah. Make you feel good.
Yeah. This is movie clip number 5.
Mm-hmm. Make it worth risking your livelihood.
Yep. Yeah. I'm at work here. Bosses watch me like a hawk. Of course, every phone call and keystroke on my computer is recorded, but I'm going to play a radio game.
Mm-hmm.
Because damn it, I deserve it. Name the movie.
You're late. Sit down. My name is Zed. You're all here because you're the best of the best. Marines, Air Force, Navy SEALs, Army Rangers, NYPD. And we're looking for one of you. Just one. What will follow is a series of simple tests for motor skills, concentration, stamina. I see we have a question.
I'm sorry. Maybe you already answered this, but why exactly are we here?
Sean?
Second Lieutenant Jake Jensen, West Point, graduate with honors. We're here because you're looking for the best of the best of the best. Sir!
What's so funny, Edwards?
Your boy Captain America over here. The best of the best of the best, sir. You know, with honors. You know, he's just really excited, and he has no clue why we're here. That's very funny to me. Y'all ain't laughing, though.
Name the movie. It's just so you can say you won something. All the good stuff was taken. We got plenty of great stuff.
Course.
Yeah. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy. Bye. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Sonia.
Hi, Sonia. How are you?
Hi, good.
Good. You calling in from work, too, behind your boss's back?
On my way home from work.
Ah, there you go. Stopping off, having a few cocktails?
That could be.
All right.
Well, what's your favorite poison?
Oh, yeah, what's your drink of choice?
Oh, I drink vodka.
Vodka? Uh-huh. Yeah.
You like a White Russia?
It's all right. It's a good breakfast drink.
Sonia, can you name the movie?
Hey, now.
That was Men in Black.
It is Men in Black. What would you like?
Disturbed tickets.
You got them.
All right.
All right. Hold on. There you go, Sonia. You're a fun girl. Let's wrap this one up, Haney.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I see you again.
Well, I was off on a tangent looking for something.
Yep.
See, what happened is you did that dodgeball movie.
Yeah.
And that background music.
It is pretty good.
And I was trying to see if I could find that because it appealed to me quite a bit.
Yeah.
And harder than you think.
Well, you know, maybe I should go and use my my little thing there that detects the song.
Yeah.
That Shazam.
I'll go ahead and close the door on this.
Appreciate that, and I'll Shazam it for you.
Okay. Or Captain Marvel, but I guess they're different things now.
They are.
We were lied to
when
we were children. And that concludes Stan's tribute to the great Rip Torn. Tune in next week when Stan pays tribute to the great Rip Taylor.
No,
from Radio City in Estero, this is Mark Haney speaking.
You got a second?
Yeah, what?
Do my breasts look bigger to you?
I really...
Here. Maybe this will help.
What are you doing?
I'm taking my shirt off. Big deal. Now look.
Okay. They're great. Fine. Big. Whatever. Put your shirt back on.
No. Feel. Come on. Feel and see how firm they are.
No, I'm not gonna. That, no. I'm leaving. That's it. I'm leaving.
Oh, come on. No. Come on. You're gonna miss all the fun.
A Boy Scout meeting is no place to bare your breast. Remember that young boys are impressionable. Brought to you by the Scouting Association of America.
To be a true champion, you need pride, vision, and perseverance. You need these same qualities to be a moderately successful afternoon FM talk show. Do you really expect people to believe this?
I don't know.
Stan and Haney in the afternoon on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. Mark Haney in the news coming up here in just a second. We'll also check traffic. Rob Show coming up at 6 o'clock. You still do the cockfight over there? You still do the cockfight?
A very popular feature.
Because that was used to be a popular. Then they canceled it because it was being abused. And then I guess it's coming back. You've been doing it for a while now.
Yeah, since I started. January.
And is it...
What they call cockfight is what used to be called rock wars, right?
Right.
Do you still do Two for Tuesday? You do any mini concerts?
Yeah, Two for Tuesdays. Yeah. Mandatory Metallica as well.
Yank it or crank it.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something right now, and K-Rock plays it because it won on the cockfight like a billion times, and Brad Beasley likes it, is the new Ed Sheeran song.
What?
Explain what this is,
No.
No, listen to this.
The listeners voted, and it swept for an entire week. Five nights in a row, beat every band that it went up against.
It's a rocker. I mean, it rocks.
I didn't tell them who it was first. I wanted to see if they would just vote hearing the song, and then everybody voted for that song, and then I revealed that it was Ed Sheeran, and everybody...
Who else is on that? Because there's a couple but Ed Sheeran's like the main guy. Guitar and everything.
I would like to issue a challenge.
You want to put this on the cockfight?
Yeah, I want to challenge Ed Sheeran, and there's no way he'll win against this.
I'm glad we found it. Ed Sheeran and Bruno Mars.
And Chris Stapleton.
Well, Chris Stapleton's the man.
Yep, well, you gotta have it. That gives it its rock cred. And it's got big time lead guitar, and people love it.
It ain't gonna beat this.
What will? Ask cannot stand what he has in his car, this. Oh, see, there it is.
Oh, Chris Stapleton's on the song?
Yes!
All right, now I got to hear this.
Okay.
I'll even turn this down.
All right. You want to start it from the beginning and bring it up? This is like...
What happened here?
This is like gold right now on radio.
Who's the chick? Is that Bruno Mars?
Oh.
Is that Ed Sheeran?
Well, it's him singing. You're doing something to me.
You're doing something strange. Boy, he's hot.
No, that's a girl lip syncing it. And then Bruno Mars sings. That's Bruno Mars singing
what?
In
He's
the
wearing
video.
A bra.
That's a girl lip syncing in the.
What's going on? What is the meaning of this?
It's a different world since Irma.
I had no idea that storm would have the impact it's had.
I know. All right, so there. That's. Oh, you still have it on in there.
Yeah.
It's like, it's huge.
I'm sorry. I gotta get back to reality.
Do a special cockfight. This song versus that one.
I'll ask Matt Mangus.
You know what? Don't use it for the cockfight officially. But I'm authorizing that you can use this song and
on your authority.
On my authority. Now, I don't know how far that's going to get you, because I'm in charge of no one. let's do some traffic. Brought to you by Jeff.
You still got
pizza.
That juice, Harp?
I have it somewhere. Because
you could really jam with this
one.
I
have to find it. I think I do have it, and we can do it tomorrow, maybe. Yes, it's perfect for that. Get that juice harp out. News brought to you by Jet's Pizza.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
A couple of things. We'll start in Lehigh Acres. Got a crash. Lee Boulevard and Abrams Boulevard. And in Bonita Springs, crash. Old 41 Road and Bonita Beach Road, southeast. And you are up to date. Mark Haney and the news.
Oh, I gotta put this in. Hold on.
There we go. Mark Haney and the news. Brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
This is World News Tonight with Max Robinson in Chicago, Peter Jennings in London, who is on assignment tonight, Barbara Walter, special reports, tonight a comment from Howard K. Smith, and from our desk in Washington, Frank Reynolds.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Tuesday, August 6th.
Double MXIX.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for Things You Didn't Know.
All right.
Let's begin with a question.
Okay.
Stan, is life fair?
No. No, life is not fair. This is what we try to tell the far left.
The actor Ryan Gosling specifically went out of his way to gain 60 pounds to star in the motion picture The Lovely Bones. He did this specifically for this role.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we don't know who gave him that advice, but he committed to it.
Yeah, a lot of actors will do that.
When he showed up on the set, ready to film, it turns out director Peter Jackson had no intention of having an overweight lead for that motion picture. He fired Ryan Gosling on the spot and called in Mark Wahlberg.
Jeez.
What are you doing, fatty?
Yeah. What the hell? What are you thinking?
You let yourself go to hell.
What are you? Look at you.
That's just disrespectful.
What a
you
mess.
Gained 60
You're
pounds.
A mess.
Show up.
Look at you. Oh, there. Look.
How dare you?
Look at you.
Complete lack of respect.
You fat.
Here is something that will blow your mind.
Okay.
And it's something that people deal with every day. Do you have an iPhone or an iPad?
Yeah.
Have you ever stopped and wondered why the I? The company is Apple. If anything, it should be A.
Yeah, and it's a little I, isn't it?
Yes.
I don't know. Good question. I don't know.
You know what it stands for? Anything?
No.
You just accept it.
Just it's what it is.
Apple began putting the letter I before their products when Steve Jobs introduced the iMac in 1998.
Can you still get an Apple laptop, or not a laptop, desktop computer? Do they still make them?
Sure. I think they're all-in-one things or something. But that's what the iMac was.
Right.
What do you think the I stands for?
I don't know. What does it stand for?
Internet.
Oh. Internet.
Mm-hmm. But that's not all. Because the I doesn't just stand for one thing.
Stands for multiple things, huh? Not only internet, but what else?
Individual.
Ooh.
Instruct.
Where are you reading this from?
Inform. And inspire.
Whatever.
But see, that's when Steve Jobs was in charge, and they'd take any crazy nonsense he spit
Stupid
out
idea.
At him as genius. You got to remember, this guy could go in front of a crowd of thousands of people, nothing but him and that Garth Brooks microphone.
Yeah, wrapped around his head in a pair of blue jeans and a black shirt.
And all he'd have to do is say things like, what if your phone could play music and people, it's like they've seen God. They start speaking in tongues and everything else.
I read somewhere if you still have an original iPod, which I do, the first one, and it's worth something.
To who?
I don't know. I got one of the big ones that look big. You know, it's black.
Yeah.
Then I had one of those little stick ones.
Which is basically an oversized USB that has, like, 28 megs on it?
Yeah, I was sitting on top of the world. And are you looking at the prices for them? What do we get for
they
it?
They say a first-generation factory-sealed iPod recently sold for $20,000.
Whoa! Well, mine's not sealed. It's been well-used.
A special U2 iPod that was factory-sealed went for $90,000.
That's
insane.
What the hell?
Look at that. I bet you if I put mine up on eBay, it'll go for something. A couple hundred.
No, you know what's going to happen.
What?
somebody had one where it was like buy one, get one free. They throw it in a box and their grandchildren would be going through it. Oh, I wonder what this is. Yeah. Open it all up.
Oh, yeah. Take all the parts out of it.
Yep.
Yep.
Which country, Stan, has the most other countries touching its border?
Which country has the most? I would assume with the old Soviet Union, it's Russia.
Russia is second.
Then I don't know what's number one.
China.
Oh, well, of course.
China borders 14 countries. Russia is second with 13. And yes, they touch each other.
Yep.
Based on strictly the number of rooms, 9 of the 15 biggest hotels in the world are right there on the Las Vegas Strip.
I believe that.
The Grammy for Best New Artist in 1961 went to...
The Dave Clark Five. I don't know.
Well, you know.
Barbra Streisand.
What was that? Right around Beatlemania, wasn't it?
64 Beatlemania. I don't know.
So in 61, who was there?
Beach Boys. No, that was a year before they came around. Paul Anka.
The Grammy for Best New Artist in 1961 went to Bob Newhart.
You know, you're right. He was his comedy album was off the charts.
It was his first comedy album entitled The Button Down Mind of Bob Newhart.
Yep.
It was so dominant, it also won Album of the Year. No other comedian has won either of those awards ever since.
Yeah, a lot of phone skits.
And you know what? That's something that I think people miss out on. That used to be a thing with comedy albums being regularly released.
As a kid, I had a bunch of Carlin, Richard Pryor, Steve Martin...
Cheech and Chong.
Yup. Oh, yeah. It was a big thing. You'd be right there with all the other stuff, and you'd buy it.
Yep. Brother Dave Gardner.
Oh, those are the days, huh?
Indeed.
You got to take a break.
In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
Planning a wedding can be a daunting task. Imagine your elation if you received a call and were given 20% off the price of your wedding venue. Or the wedding dress designer surprised you and let you know you could have 20% off the dress you've dreamed of for years. Well, I'm not sure you'll receive either of those calls, but I'd like to share with you that our friends Jason and Todd with the Diamond District would like to give you 20% off your wedding bands this Saturday and Sunday only, August 10th and 11th, during the Diamond District's Summer Wedding Band Expo. This is the best time of year to buy your wedding bands, with the lowest prices and largest selection from America's top bridal designers only at the Diamond District. Save 20% off manufacturers' direct pricing. So what's the next best thing to the 20% of the people you don't want to attend your wedding staying home? It's 20% off your wedding bands from Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. And they'll throw in 12 months interest-free financing.
At the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News
on the Stan and Haney Show.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, someone in Augsburg, Germany, recently called the police after hearing suspicious loud noises coming from the playground at the elementary school in the middle of the night. The police investigated and determine the source of the loud noises, the suspicious noises. Two hedgehogs procreating.
Oh, and they make noise. I had it on the grab bag where I could have had the sound effect of it.
But you went with Red Hamster instead.
I did.
It turns out it's hedgehog mating season. There is even a word in German dedicated to it.
Careful now.
Eagle sex.
Eagle sex?
I-G-E-L sex.
Uh-huh.
Eagle sex.
Mm-zy.
Fräulein. Nothing to see here, just eagle sex.
Right there. Yeah, a couple of hedgehogs going right at it.
42-year-old Clauvino da Silva is currently serving a 73-year prison sentence for drug trafficking in beautiful Rio de Janeiro.
Oh, this is that creep thing. That's so creepy.
And as you might imagine, when you're serving 73 years, you're highly motivated to escape that fate.
You'll stop at nothing.
And on Saturday, he gave it his best shot. The plan? His 19-year-old daughter came to visit him at the prison, and he disguised himself as his 19-year-old daughter.
Creepy.
To escape. That involved Mr. Da Silva putting on a black bra, pink t-shirt featuring donuts and hearts on it.
Very stylish.
Two tight jeans, a silicone mask of his daughter's face, and a long black wig. Now, you're thinking, there's no way he's going to get away with this.
No way!
Well, he didn't get away with it, but much closer than you might think.
Yeah.
The costume was good enough that it had a shot at working. Guards say the only reason that they caught him was that the quote-unquote daughter was acting nervously and didn't have the natural walk of a woman.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So they took a closer look and, ha-ha!
Gotcha!
It was Da Silva.
Here's the thing.
As they removed his disguise, they took a video. It's all over the internet.
Very Mission Impossible-like. Now, the thing is, I heard somebody else talking about some TV news thing, saying this guy was so desperate to get out of prison that he dressed up like his daughter who came to visit, and he was willing to leave his daughter behind.
She hid.
Yeah, in the jail. I'll stay here, Pa.
After this, he was transferred to a maximum security prison. And his daughter may be in jeopardy here, too, since it seems like she would be in on the plan. No word on if she is facing charges, but we do have a major update to this story. It's no longer an issue. Da Silva was found hanged in his cell.
Yep. Jeez.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, many criminals possess some sort of inherent talent.
Oh, sure.
And if 28-year-old Catherine Ehlers hadn't chosen a life of crime, she could give David Blaine a run for his money. 28-year-old Catherine was arrested in Winchester, Kentucky on Friday night on the charge of public intoxication. They handcuffed Catherine and placed her in the back of a police car.
Yes.
Once there, Catherine somehow, remember, handcuffed in the back of a police car, She somehow managed to retrieve a baggie full of drugs from her lady parts and snort them.
Oh.
Jesus. Remember,
so bad.
She didn't rat-hole it, she un-rat-holed it, and consumed the drugs in the back of a car, police car, while handcuffed. No word on what specific drug she enjoyed. Police simply say it was a white powdery substance. And for her final trick, she managed to reinsert the drugs
while handcuffed.
Before the police got her out of the car.
Unbelievable.
She has been hit with so many charges, they go on for several pages.
Well, I'm looking at her right now, and she should never see the light of day again. Throw the book at her. Do not let her out, ever.
Well, she's got a misshapen skull.
Yep. She's got a lot of things wrong with her. But a talent nonetheless.
Well, and the green hair doesn't help. And that's the news for today, Tuesday, August 6th.
Double M-X-I-X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mikey Haney, telling it like it
is. Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon. We're going to take a break. We will be back. This is the Stan and Haney Show.
You'll miss us when we're gone. Thankfully, we're not going anywhere. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
At least to my knowledge. Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for spending your afternoon with us. Greatly appreciated. Rob Show going to be up at 6 o'clock to take you through your evening. Before we officially get into traffic, I do have something, Road Watcher. Now, this was from about, about 20 minutes ago. Hopefully, it's been taken care of. Traffic lights are out at the intersection of Airport Road and Davis Boulevard. That was about 20 minutes ago. I don't know if they have them back on or not, but I just passed that along to you. The rest of the traffic brought to you by Jets Pizza.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Okay, let's start in Boquilla. Got a crash. Pine Island Road, Northwest, and Stringfellow Road. Fort Myers crash, McGregor Boulevard, and South Town and River Drive. In Estero, crash, Williams Road and South Tamiami Trail. Hopefully in the clearing stages. And one more for you. It's in Bonita Springs. It is a crash in the 26,000 block of Robin Way. And you are up to date. Let's laugh.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96K Rock.
I was in the Marines for a while. All the Marines... All the Marines join in. How about Army? Army. Salvation Army. Ding, 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 ding. Where are you? Crazy guy. We need more money for barrels. The military is great. The Marine Corps, you're always marching around. You can't beat boot camp. You get to march all around. I used to goof off and only call laughs. Laugh, 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 laugh. See the Marines out there? Yeah, the boot camp's why. You're always screaming and yelling. Come here. Get away from me. Outstanding. Hit him in the head. Suck it up. Outstanding. Outstanding. Woo, as soon as I got out of boot camp, my sister got married, and she had me seat people at her wedding. You know? They come walking up to me at the church. Oh, you must be Patricia's brother. Sit down! I don't want to be your friend. We had 200 people show up. Put them all in the same row. Get in there. Take your seat. Sit down. Sit down. We're not comfortable. Outstanding.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. Smarter than Haney tomorrow. Karen will join us. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this.
I'm interested in hearing what they have to say. Of course, though, my computer's not capable of displaying.
Hold it.
Evidently, I'm in development mode.
Because
I'm using an outdated browser.
This gets me so mad.
We're not able to run a modern browser on this machine.
I'm walking down the hallway yesterday, and Richard...
Well, you know what it was. They had a lot of hacking going on.
You run too many windows on your computer, and it's all on your end. It's not the computer's end. And
because a computer is not designed to run more than one window.
Whatever you're running, it's your end.
But that was the case before, where I totally stopped using that program and started using another one.
First of all, I was stopped. What's Haney's password? I don't know what your password is.
It's password. Anybody that needs to get in the computer, Rob, you probably already know this. It's password. That's my password.
Right,
now, that's with a capital P, password.
Now, he tells me all the things that you're doing wrong on the computer. I say to him...
What the hell am I... How could I be doing anything wrong on the computer?
I say to him, I'm not you. Well, you tell him that it's... He's running.
I'm running it wrong.
And you're running it wrong.
I've only been interacting with effing Windows and DOS since 1990.
Please.
I'm inexperienced. I'm sorry.
I hear you say just moments ago, oh, there goes again. Well, according to what I was told, it's all your fault and he fixed it.
Oh, he fixed it.
Well, that's what I was told by a third party. Because Adam, the operations manager, came to me and said, did Richard tell you that he needs to get into Haney's computer because Haney's not running it correctly? And I said, yeah, he did,
I'm not running it correctly.
But I don't have the password. He said, well, Richard evidently got in.
Oh, he managed to get... He hacked me.
And he said...
He guessed my password.
And he said, it's your fault.
Oh, for... He didn't say that. You're doing this to mess with me.
No, I'm not.
You're doing this to get a rise out of me. You're making this up.
It's whatever you are running on that computer, because the computer is perfectly fine.
So me running an outdated version of Internet Explorer, that's my fault.
I don't know.
Stan.
Look.
I'm aware that all the browsers are outdated, but guess what? This machine is not physically capable of running a browser.
According to him, it is. Now, I don't know what you're doing.
What else would you use a computer for if you're not using the friggin' browser?
Why is he yelling at me and you're yelling at me when he's a door down the way and the two of you can yell at each other?
Because you brought it up.
You brought it up that the computer's broken.
I just stated a fact because I was trying to look up Stevie Ray Vaughan.
What's the matter?
Richard accused Haney of breaking the computer.
Haney did not break the computer. I know what happened with Haney's computer. Haney was complaining that his computer was slow at the end of last week.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Richard tracked it down to a website problem.
Your websites.
He performed a douching of your computer.
Because you have too much stuff on it.
He came in here.
I don't have anything on this.
He cleaned your files up, and that son of a bitch should be humming for you
right now.
Matt, are you aware what version of Internet Explorer I'm running?
Well, you should have Microsoft Edge, I would think, at this point, right?
No, this is no longer...
It's Jeff, take deal with him!
Here he is.
Richard, what version of Explorer am I running?
Hell if I know. Why don't you update it yourself?
See,
because the machine can't run it! The machine won't run anything other than this!
Oh, boy.
Oh,
bull honky. See, told you, it's not me.
See, I love
Haney's
Richard.
Very rarely wrong.
I love Richard.
Let me see what.
And Richard's very rarely wrong, but see, Richard starts.
What are you talking about? That runs. Well,
runs and it crashes too.
Yeah.
Well, you know, maybe the sites you go to are retarded. Maybe they've been Fox News too much.
It's Fox News's fault.
Yes, it's always our fault.
Neither one of these browsers work for me. Both of them crash.
I'm updating it. See,
Fox News is installing secret cookies into your computer to slow it
down. To their brains, but that's okay.
Richard, how old is this machine? What's the operating system?
It's Windows 7, and it's about 3 years old, because I replaced it 3 years ago or two years ago.
It should be running perfectly fine for you.
And it does fine for me, but...
Let's see?
I need your password, Lefty.
It's password. With a capital P. Password.
going
to try that.
Because I don't see the need to lock this down. I'm supposed to trust the people I work with.
Everything's fine around here.
And everybody wants to use my machine anyway.
Everything's fine around here.
I don't. I never want to read your machine.
You told me. You told me.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.